So I wanted to study with you a concept which is very central both in Kriyas HaMegillah and will be relevant also for the reading of Hallel on Pesach, for the reading of the Haggadah on Pesach, and that is Shomea Ka'oneh. Now in the sources, when you go back to Chazal, you don't always find the terminology Shomea Ka'oneh. And let's begin with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. This is on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says that Kol HaBrachos Kulon Afal Pishi Yotza Motzi. So I recited a bracha, and I was Yotze my mitzvah. And nevertheless, I can now recite the bracha on your behalf, and you'll be Yotze just by listening. And this could apply theoretically to Birchas HaMitzvos. It could apply to Kiddush, it could apply to Havdalah, it could apply to Sfiras Omer, to Hallel, to the whole gamut. However, the Gemara has an exception. And the Gemara says, Chutz mi Birchas HaLechem u Birchas HaYayin. Rashi says, what does this mean? He says, V'shar bracha Birchas HaPeros V'reach. He says this is not just lechem and yayin, but it's all the brachas that we recite on fruits and on smells. Basically, in one word, what are we talking about? What kind of bracha?
Amen.
Then, so Rashi says that the exception to the rule of yotza motzi is birchas hanenim. And why? She'eino chova. Because there's no requirement to recite this bracha. I decided on my own that I want to eat this bread or drink this wine. But up front, from the get-go, there was no common chiyuv here. Let's say two people are sitting around a table. There's no common obligation that I could be motzi you because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. What common obligation do we have? You could decide you don't want to eat bread. I can decide I don't want to eat bread. And the same is true for all nenim. And therefore Rashi says, the reason for the bracha is that also lenos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. I'm not allowed to enjoy this world without reciting a bracha. But that's only to remove the iser hanah, the iser me'ilah. But there's no chiyuv to dafka make this bracha. Ubazu ein kan arevus she'ein achova la adam velo lishani velo livarech. Who asked them to enjoy the benefits of this world to make a bracha? There's no reason for you to do so, and you wouldn't have to make the bracha. So when we get to Birchas HaMitzvos, if you and I share the same chiyuv, let's say for example luav or sukkah or matzah, shofar, and the rest, I have arvis for you, and therefore I can be motzi you in a bracha. Notice, the Gemara doesn't use the language shomea ka'oneh, but rather the Gemara uses the language afal pisha yotza motzi. I fulfill my chiyuv, but it doesn't matter. My chiyuv is continuous. It's suspended until I know that you have fulfilled your chiyuv. And I'm responsible to see to it that you fulfill your obligation. And therefore, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, I can still make the bracha. And in this case, I make the bracha on your behalf. So from the perspective of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the exception to this rule is Birchas Hanen. However, the Yushalmi in Brachos, in the third perek, is very famous for adding another three exceptions to the rule. Tani, we learned in a braisa, kol mitzvos sha'adam patur, adam motzias arabim yidei chavasa. And the Mefarshim explained, even though I was obligated, this is the Pnei Moshe here on the Yushalmi, but I already discharged my obligation, so now I'm potter. Nevertheless, I can recite the bracha and be motzi the rabbim yidei chovasa. And that's called Shomea Ka'ona. However, the Braisa here quoted in the Yerushalmi has the following exception. Chutz mi Birkas HaMazon. In the case of Birkas HaMazon, the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that I cannot recite Birkas HaMazon on your behalf. Even if we both ate a meal, and therefore we both share the obligation of Birkas HaMazon, I cannot recite the bracha for you. Why? So the Gemara says, Shani Birkas HaMazon. Why is Birkas HaMazon different? Dichsivba V'achalta V'savata Uveirachta Misha Achal Hu Yivarech. So it sounds like the Yerushalmi is saying the following. If I did not yet recite my Birkas HaMazon because I already ate a meal, then I can recite the bracha out loud, and insofar as you have to be Yotze, you can be Yotze with my bracha. But if I want to recite the bracha on your behalf and I'm not chayav in the bracha because I didn't eat or because I already benched, then I cannot recite the bracha on your behalf. We don't say that Kol shemechuyev bedavar, afal pisha kvar yotza, motzi acherim. And why not? Because misha achal, hu yivarech. He who ate, and therefore has an obligation to recite Birkas HaMazon, he can recite the bracha. If he doesn't have that obligation, he cannot recite the bracha, even though yenem is obligated in the bracha. And then the Gemara goes on to give a second exception to the rule. And the Gemara says, Lo mistabra b'kriyat shma shehei kol echad v'echad. In the case of kriyat shma, it's not logical to assume that Reuven could recite kriyat shma, Shimon listens to Reuven's kriya, and Shimon is yotze. Why not? Shehei kol echad v'echad mishanein b'fiv. But rather, each individual should... Now, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say kol echad v'echad kore bifnei atzmo or kore liatzmo. It says mishanein. The word mishanein is usually saved or safeguarded for one exclusive area and one mitzvah only. Does anybody know what mitzvah I have in mind? Mishanein? Does it sound familiar to you? What do you say?
Give us a hint.
Vishinantom livanecha. What is that mitzvah?
Torah.
Torah study. Torah study means I can't study Torah on your behalf. You have to study Torah on your own.
Sachar and Zavula.
Yeah, okay. But since Kriyat Shema, again, we're not talking about Birchas Kriyat Shema, but Kriyat Shema is Shinun. It's a matter of reading Psukim in the Torah. Then everyone has to read the Psukim on their own. I can't read the Psukim on your behalf, even if you're listening to my Kriya. Why is that different from Kriya HaTorah? You go into the shul on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos and you hear the Baal Kore read Psukim in the Torah and you listen and you fulfill your obligation. Why not say she kol echad v'echad mishanein b'fiv? What's the difference between Kriyat Shema and Kriyas HaTorah? I don't know. What do you say, Ira?
Kriyas HaTorah is on the
tzibur. Oh, excellent.
It's not just the...
Kriyas HaTorah is not my own personal obligation. And therefore, it's not that you're being motzi me. You're creating a kriya. I link into the tzibur. And together with the entire tzibur as a new entity, the entire tzibur is yotze with the heft of Kriyas HaTorah. But in the case of Kriyat Shema, every single individual is obligated, and Yerushalmi holds there's no Yatza Motzi over here. Every person has to read Kriyat Shema for himself. In fact, the Vilna Gaon, in what's called Shnos Eliyahu, which is a commentary on the Mishnayos at the beginning of Shas, literally the first Mishnah in Shas, Ve'emasai Korin Es Hashma Bi'arvin, he points out that the Mishnah is in Lashon Rabim. Korin, it says. If you fast forward to the next Mishnah, with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema, it says Kore, B'Lashon Yachid. Says the Gaon, that with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema, in the second Mishnah, one person can recite the brachos on behalf of everyone. But in the first Mishnah, every single person has to read Kriyat Shema for himself. And therefore, the Lashon Rabim Korim. So Birchas Kriyat Shema is a classical case of Yatza Motzi. And I could read Birchas Kriyat Shema on your behalf, even though I already discharged my obligation, because I share the obligation with you, and the law of Arvis kicks in. So we have now the following exceptions. Birchas Hanenim, that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Now we have two exceptions in Yerushalmi. That's number one. We have the case of Birkas HaMazon, Misha Ochel Hu Yivarech. And finally, we have Kriyat Shema. And there, Kol Echad Yehi Shonein Liatzmo. Now Yerushalmi adds another exception to the rule. Lo Mistabra B'Tfilah. It's not logical that you can daven on my behalf and I'm Yotzi. Elie kol echad v'echad mevakesh rachmim liatzmo. Each person has his own obligation to put forward his petition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, Ira, what question are we going to ask? Which tefillah? Certainly I'm Yotze by listening to someone else. The whole Chazor Sashatz. But what's the answer again? The same answer we gave for Kriyas HaTorah? It's on the Tzibur. It's not that I'm obligated. I already recited my Tefillah. But there's a new entity called the Tefillah of the Tzibur. One person will create that entity and the Tzibur will tap into it. And each person, as part of the tzibur, fulfills his obligation. Good. Now, in the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, this is the sugya in Lulav HaGozel of Hallel. And with regard to Hallel, we have a principle called Aniya. Aniya means, in fancy English today, responsive reading. So, for example, the Shliach Tzibur will say Baruch Haba, and the Tzibur would answer B'Shem Hashem. And the Gemara says, wait a minute, if the Tzibur responds B'Shem Hashem, they didn't say Baruch Haba, which is the first part of the pasuk, and the Gemara says Mikan Lishomea Ka'one. This is the first time we see in any source that the Gemara uses this terminology Shomea Ka'one. So Rashi says the following: Hu Omer Baruch Haba, Ve'Hem Omer Baruch Hashem, B'Shem Hashem. Excuse me. He says the following. Mikan nilmad. We want to derive a conclusion from this halacha of Aniya in Hallel. L'mishedi odea lo likros v'lo lanos im shama v'kive libo Afal Pishlo Ona Yotza. Rashi sees in this Gemara of Shomea Ka'oner a chiddush that we didn't have until now. We didn't know for sure. The person who's listening is incapable, says Rashi, of two things, A and B. What are those two things? I'll read the Rashi again. L'misha eini yodea lo likros v'lo anos. Rabosa, are you with me at all yet? Did I fall off a deep cliff here? What happened over here? What I'm trying to point out to you, Rabosai, is that if we had the other sugyas, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, and so on, that it could be that I hear your bracha and I recite, I respond, Amen. No. Shomer Kona means what?
To listen.
I just have to listen. And Rashi adds another condition. It's not sufficient to listen. You have to be mechavein libo. He has to have kavana that he wants to fulfill this mitzvah. That kavana links him up to the mashmia, right, to the one who opened up with the recitation. And even though he's eni odea lowly cross velo anos, im shama v'kivein libo lishmoa afal pishalo ona yotza, he has fulfilled his mitzvah, and that's called shomea ka'ona. Now, I want to raise, let's see how many questions I wrote down. I think four questions. Question number one. I'm in the middle of my private silent Shmon Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha.
This is a good one.
Or I hear someone saying Kaddish. Now, I cannot respond to Kaddish Kedusha in the middle of Shmon Esrei. That I can't do. But can I listen and be Yotze through this principle called Shomer Kona? I'm not answering Amen. I'm not saying Kadosh Kadosh. I'm not saying Yesh Me Rabba. I'm purely passive.
Yeah, that's
good to
do, yeah?
That's how it's
supposed to
start.
It's like a half-six
sort of first. Oh, okay, good. I see, David, you're already a step ahead of me.
I didn't touch this.
Okay, question number two. We're going to get to Tosfos in just a second. Question number two. Let's say I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei and I hear Birchas Kohanim. And here in Eretz Yisrael, it's like Maisa B'chol Yom. Right? So what do I do? Should I be silent and listen to Birchas Kohanim in the middle of Shmon Esrei?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see. Question number three. I'm in the middle of Kiddush. Okay? And I'm reciting Kiddush and
on a glass of wine.
On a glass of wine. And the baby starts crying.
What?
A baby starts crying. Okay? Or I don't know, an elephant starts what sounds to the elephant? I don't know, whatever. So now one of the people in the audience was unable to hear my Kiddush, or we'll see parts of my Kiddush, because my voice was drowned out by the baby crying.
That's a good one.
Okay, these are common questions. Can he be Yotze simply because the words were enunciated? He didn't hear them, but the Kiddush was recited. In other words, can Shomea Ka'oner kick in even if he didn't hear every single word? And again, we're going to have to break this down into different subcategories. Let's say he heard certain words, he didn't hear other words. But the general question I want to put on the table. Question number four. I want to ask you whether Shomea Ka'one applies to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Because so far we only have three exceptions to the rule in the Yerushalmi. We have another exception in the Bavli, that's Birchas HaNenim, but I'm not talking about Nenim here, I'm talking about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sfiras HaOmer. Why should they be different than Kiddush? And they don't fit into the categories of the Yerushalmi of Birkas HaMazon, Kriyat Shema, or Tefillah. But yet, lo pashut, as we say, could be that Shomea Kona doesn't apply. What I want now focus, yeah, go ahead, Ira.
Can I ask this one question? Are we missing like a major exception within the whole Shomea Kona? That my view has to be equal or greater than your view?
Excellent. Yeah, I was assuming that Yatza Motzi, which means that we both share the same chiyuv, okay? But you're right. What happens if one person is only chayev derabbanan, the other person's chayev d'oraisa? I'm not sure if we're going to get to that, at least not today. I didn't prepare that. But what I would like to discuss with you is the first of our four questions. I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur is reciting Kaddish, or Kedusha. What happens over here? So, what we want to look at is Tosfos in Sukkah and Tosfos in Brachos. And in both cases, Tosfos quotes Rashi. Rashi says the following. This is Rashi in Sukkah on the same daf, Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Rashi says, V'chein, L'mispalim b'tzibur, U'shliach tzibur omer kaddish, O yeheshmei rabba, Yishtaku b'tfilosan, V'yishmu b'kavana, V'arein ka'onim, And k'shiyigmar k'dusha yachzul t'filosam, After k'dusha they continue with the Shmon Esrei, V'chein yisad Rav Yehuda gon, Rav Yudai goin, Baal halachos gedolos. So Rashi stands on the shoulders of the Bahag, and he says exactly what you told me before. Let him stop in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Listen to the shots. When the shots finishes, Kedusha or Kaddish, he continues with Shmon Esrei. Nothing happened. Everything's fine. Aval zelo pashut. Tosis says the following. Tosis says, "Bechelim is followed by Tzibur." He quotes Rashi: "Shliach Tzibur b'kedusha yesh mei rabba yishtaku mitvilasa v'yishmu v'arein ka'onim." And everything's fine. So there's a little bit of a paradox. Is anybody aware of the paradox? Rashi says, Yishtaku varehen ka'onim. Because he's listening, it's like he's an oneh. Does that bother you at all?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't bother me.
Because if he's listening, then it'd be a hefsek, like we said.
Yeah, he's not allowed to answer Kedusha. Because that would be a hefsek. Now you're telling me, listen and harehen ka'onim. It's as if he responded. But what happened to the hefsek?
You think it. You just think it. You don't say it.
But Rashi adds Varein Ka'onim. That Shomea Ka'onim means it's as if I responded.
But doesn't constitute a hefsek, obviously.
Question is how to define it. Let me read you Tosfos Kasha. Kasha. I'm reading B'perek Misha Meso. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos, and we'll see the Tosfos there in Brachos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that if you enter into the Beis Knesses and the tzibur is davening. If yochel lahaschil, if he has enough time to begin Shmon Esrei, v'ligmar, and complete Shmon Esrei, ad shelo yagia shliach tzibur l'kedusha. You can chap around, you have enough time before the shliach tzibur gets up to kedusha. Is yispalel v'im lav lo yispalel? Why? Because we want to guarantee that you'll be able to hear kedusha. So he says, I don't get it. According to Rashi, who cares if he can't reach kedusha? Lomalei kuli hai yispalu kedarko. Let him get up and daven. Ukshiyagia, and when the shliach tzibur gets up to kedusha, yishtok. He'll be silent and he'll hear the kedusha. Elavadai, the imoya shosek hoysa shmioso hefsek bitfiloso. So Rabbi Osei, what I told you, the name of Rashi, that he should stop and listen to Kedusha or Kaddish is not Poshut. Tosfos says, name. If he stops, then he's going to listen to Kaddish or Kedusha, Shomea Ka'one, and he's being mafsik in the middle of his tefillah. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in Brachos, that he better guarantee himself that he has enough time to daven and finishes davening before the shatz gets to kedusha. Very strong proof against Rashi. So we have two questions on Rashi. One is a conceptual question. How is it that Shomea is ka'oneh? Meaning Rashi postulates that you have to respond to kedusha. But your response, magically, is generated by the halacha, this principle of Shomea Ka'oneh, and yet that's not considered a hefsek. That's my logical question, objection against Rashi. But there's a bigger question on Rashi from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who says you have to guarantee yourself that you'll finish your Shmon Esrei before the shatz gets to Kedusha. And then Tosfos backtracks. Umiu. Now it's maybe we can reject this raya. And if he shosek, ein achinami, it's not a hefsek, like Rashi says. And it'll be yotze by listening to the shatz with kedusha. Aye, why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that I have to guarantee that I get up, that I finish my Shmon Esrei before the shatz gets the kedusha? Shema afal gav de shomer ka'one mikomakom one odif umitzva mina muvchar. Unbelievable. Tosfos says maybe there are two dinim here. There's the perfect din where you obtain the full fledged kiyum mitzvah, and then there's the backsliding default position, a knapper kiyum mitzvah, a second rate kiyum mitzvah, which is called shomer ka'oneh. The first rate kiyum mitzvah is aniyah mamish, to recite kedusha, respond kadosh kadosh, etc. That's the mitzvah min hamuvchar. That's the way we want it to happen. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi advocates, make sure you can finish Shmon Esrei before the shatz gets to kedusha. But Eino Chinami, Rashi is also correct, right? You remember from Fiddler on the Roof, you know, you're right, right? Rashi is also right, and that is that there's a default position. You got stuck in the middle of your still Shmon Esrei. The shatz is up to kedusha Baruch Hu, and you listen. It's not a hefsek. It's not the best way of being mekayemis of kedusha or kaddish, but it's okay. So Rabosai, next time this happens to you, and it happens to me all the time, don't say to yourself, oh, you know what? Everything will be fine. You know, the worst case scenario, I'll stop in the middle of my Shmon Esrei and I'll be yotzei kedusha. No, that's not the way you should be thinking it. You should be planning it out that you can respond to kedusha. But if there's no other option, then you're allowed to do this. And
you
now,
Rabbi, you don't know how long the Shulei Tzibur is going to take necessarily. Yeah. You could be davening someplace. You don't have to go fast or slow. You don't know how.
Where do you daven, Yechiel?
I daven wherever. Yeah.
All right. So I davened in Clanton Park for 2 years, and I can tell you exactly to the second where the Shulei Tzibur will be up to. Okay. But, I hear what you're saying, you feel, you know.
You don't always know. You really don't always know.
I guess Clinton Park is not the same, you know. All right.
So what do? You just wait. You don't.
You know what? It all depends. It all depends upon how late you are to Rabbi Berzon Shia. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. Now, I want to go back to the sugya of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And I have in front of me Bracha Ol Staf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. And the Gemara says the following: Hanichnas lebeis hakneses umatza tzibur mispalim. The Gemara says, Amar Avhuna, im yachol lahaschil v'ligmar ad shlo yagia shatz lemodim yispalel. He wants to make sure that you can catch up to the Shliach Tzibur before Modim. He doesn't seem to be concerned about what? Kiddusha. That's a pillar. And then he says, V'im Lav, but if he won't be able to catch up for Modim, Al Yispala. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Omer, no. If Yochel Askev Ligmar Shalo Yagia Shatz L'Kiddusha, Yispalel. V'im Lav, Al Yispalel. And the Gemara says, B'maikon Miflagi, what is the root of the controversy between Rav Huna, who says you got to guarantee Modim, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, you got to guarantee that you'll catch up before Kedusha? Says the Gemara, Mar Sovar Yochid Omer Kedusha, Umar Savar Ein Yachid Omer Kiddusha. At this point, the Gemara really pulls a fast one. I mean, this is revolutionary. The Gemara raises the question whether Yachid can recite Kiddusha. In other words, I'm davening my own Shtil Shmonesre, right? And Rav Huna says, add Kiddusha. You don't need the Tzibur for that. The Gemara says, "Minayin l'chol domer shebekdusha she'enu ela basora," which is based on the pasuk "Yikdashti betov bnei Yisrael kol domer shebekdusha she'enu ela basora." Obviously, kedusha is my prime example of a domer shebekdusha v'nikdashti, and it's got to be betov bnei Yisrael. Well, you know what? Maybe I don't need what's called tefilas hatzibur. I need tefilah bitzibur. So since there are another 10 people davening, I don't know. But we'll have to see the Rishonim on this. The pella here is that the Gemara is postulating that according to Rav Huna, a yachid can say kedusha. The Gemara right away says, Ein Yochid Omer Kedusha. And that would be the opinion of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. V'chein Omer Avad Amar Ava. And then the Gemara quotes the famous case, the famous derivation of Toch Toch. That just like here it says, V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. And in the case of Adas Korach, it says, he badu mitoch ha'eda, so we learn from toch to eda, and eda it says by the meraglim is 10. Okay, that's a whole sugya unto itself. So Rashi says the following. Rashi says, Rav Huna savar yochid amispalel im atzibur. Again, it's not tefilas hatzibur, but it's tefilah bitzibur. Omer Kadosh. He can say Kedusha. Hilkach Afim lo gomer ad shelo yagia shatz le Kadosh. Leslan ba. Avon Modim. is modim with the tzibur is, I don't know. Rashi has a long arichas here about the nature of modim. We'll leave it for the time being. Says Tosfos, Kosav Rashi besukah beperek lulav agozel, the adam amispalel v'shama mipi achazon kadosh kedusha, eino yochel hafsik v'lano simatzibur el yishtok v'yamtin ma'at d'shomei ka'on. But here, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, you got to guarantee yourself kedusha before you start Shmon Esrei. Yesh lomar d'lechatchila ein lasos kein. If you can respond yourself personally, that's a hider mitzvah. So now we have two of the Balei HaTosfos from the great royal family of Rashi who disagree with Rashi, and they say that let's take Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi at face value. If you cannot guarantee that you'll be able to respond to Kedusha by finishing Yosh Mones beforehand, ain't eitz of ain't tvuno lifnei Hashem. You forfeited the mitzvah of Kedusha, and we're not going to allow you to stop in the middle of Yosh Mones and quietly listen to the Shliach Tzibur. The Adarabba, Isho Mea Ka'oneh, Haviyav Sokhaim Shoseik. And then after this whole traumatic presentation, he writes, Umikol makom nahugu ha'am lishtok v'lishmoa v'gadol ha'minuk. If they ever ask you, quote me a sugya in Shas, at least in Rishonim, to prove that minug is so powerful that it overrides halacha, quote Brachos Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. I need a memory device here for 21b. Tosfos Dibra Maskil Ad. That even though no way should we allow you to stop silently in the middle of Yosh Shmon Esrei, but Kfar Nagu came and we have to let the minute go. And what I want to show you is that that's the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following. This is Hilchas Tefillah Siman Kuf Dalit. He writes, Eino Posek. He should not, in the middle of his Shmon Esrei, respond L'Kadish V'lo L'Kedusha El Yishtok, but rather let him be quiet. V'yechavein L'mash Omer Hashatz. And then he quotes Rashi, V'yeh ka'one. He was Yotze Yizchi of Kedusha and Kaddish because of Shomei ka'one. Now this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, if you always want, you know, whenever you want to go a rule of thumb back to the source of the Shulchan Aruch, then you go back to the Beis Yosef. So I have in front of me the Tur Arachayim Kuf Dalid. And it's a good thing I'm here at home because I have a larger table here at home so I can spread out. And he says, Kosav Rabbeinu Chananel, if a man is in the middle of Shmon Esrei, Yishtok, V'yechavein L'masha Omer, Shliach Tzibur, V'yeh Ka'one, V'chein Pirush Rashi, B'shem, Pa'al Halachas Gedolos. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, V'ri Kosvu, She'ein Lo Lishtok, D'keimen Shomei Ka'one, Havilei Hefseik. So honestly, the impression I get, the bottom line according to the Torah, is that you should not be silent and be mafsik in the middle of Shmon Esrei. And the Beis Yosef writes, Kosav Harav Rabbein Yona, V'dover Shetolui B'amudei Olam, Ein lanu koach lachriya beineim, udiyavid kemaravid, udiyavid kemaravid, ubilvad shiyechavim libo l'shamayim. You've got two choices, says the Beis Yosef. We can't be machria in this great question, Gedolei Olam. It's like the poskim, you know, about getting drunk on Purim, you know. Then he writes, but Tosus Kosu Perek Misha Mesu Nagu Av Lishtok V'Lishmoa V'Gadol Aminok. So there is a Reisha and a Sefer. In the Reisha, the Tur himself says the Beis Yosef was not Machriya. And therefore, Kimarovid, you have a choice. But the Sefer, he quotes Gadol Aminog, that even Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri themselves spoke about the power of the Minog. And I think, therefore, when he codifies the Halacha, the same Rabbi Yosef Cairo in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Dalid, he forgets about Kimarovid, Yishtok, etc. And that's where it seems to be, and we've accepted this minhag. If you look in Rav Yosef Engel, which I was not able to send you, he writes, this is called Siyudim LaTorah in Brachas Chafal from the Beis. Kosav Rashi Besukav Rabbeinu Tam V'ri Omerim V'kule Nira. He says, what's the root of the Machlokes? Anybody want to guess what Rabbi Yosef Engel is about to say? Can anybody give me two definitions of Shomei HaKohanim?
Whether you have to be Oner or not.
No, everybody agrees you don't have to be Oner and you're Yotze. But what are the two possibilities? Why are you Yotze or how are you Yotze?
Whether it's a personal chiyuv or whether it's
personal what?
Like a personal chiyuv on me.
No. You started beautifully, Ira, but then you went off the deep end.
Rebos?
No. Rabosa, again, the question is, can I listen in the middle of my Shmona Esrei? And there's no problem. One school of thought, that's Rashi the Bag, says it's not a hefsek, I didn't say anything. And the other school of thought, that's the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, say you're being mafsik in the middle of Yishmon Esrei. Two definitions of Shomei HaKohanim.
That it's a hefsek or it's not a hefsek. Yeah,
but Joe, you're skipping a step. Obviously, they're arguing as to whether it's a hefsek or not. But can you give me two ways of defining the mechanics of Shomei HaKohanim? And the answer is that depending upon those two definitions, I'll be able to tell you whether it's a hefsek or not. I hope you don't mind, Joe, that I'm talking to you like you're an 18-year-old who just got off, you know, the plane in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anyway, I thought you would get it, but I'll read to you of Yosef Engel. And he writes, Nireh, Dimechulakim Bazeh. This is what they're arguing about. I havi shomeh ka'ona kavana, di ka'ona b'diburo havi. V'lachein havi hefzeg. O ha'kavana hi, di dino ka'ona, al yideyetzim ha'shmiya, aval ein ha'shmiya chashuva ka'ani ha'klal. Rak yotze al yidey shmiya, da havi k'mo ha'niya. Beautiful. He says the following. Two ways of learning Shomei HaKohanim. One way of learning Shomei HaKohanim is that it's as if I spoke the words. The halacha magically transforms my Shmiya into an Aniya. It's Mimela. That's a hefsek. In the middle of Shmona Esrei, you can't respond to Kaddish. No. Second possibility. That the din of Shomei HaKohanim is that the Shmiya itself is enough to engender a Kiyum HaMitzvah as if it were an Aniya, but it's not that I have to transform the Shmiya into an Aniya. Ein HaShmiya Aniya Chashuva Aniya Klal. It's only Shmiya. But the Chiddush is that I can be Yotze through Shmiya as if I was Oneh, but there's no Aniyah, and therefore it's not a hefsek, and that's Shitas Rashi in the Mahat.
Which is what we do.
Okay, but again, I'm very excited that we, because based on these two definitions, we might be able to answer an entire barrage of questions. For example, could one Kohen recite Birchas Kohanim and all the other Kohanim will be Yotzei? Here, we certainly need a Dibur. In fact, the Halach of Kohanim, of Nesias Kapayim, they have to project their voice. Each one's voice. Here, Shmiah would not be enough. If I go with Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri, that Shomea Kohanim means it's like a Dibur Mamish, then it's as if every Kohen blessed the people. But if I'm going to say no, Shomea Kohana means a separate din of Shmiah, that I can fulfill my obligation through Shmiah, that would not apply to Birchas Kohanim. Because Birchas Kohanim has a separate halach of Bekol Ram, there's no din of Shmiah. You know, the Kohen could passively hear the other Kohanim, but he hasn't blessed the people, he's got to bless the people Bekol Ram. So Rabosai, let's just see where we're holding. I want to make a little summary here. According to Rav Yosef Engel, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about whether or not you can just simply listen to Kedusha in the middle of Yishmon Esrei revolves and can be reduced fundamentally to two definitions, two understandings of the mechanics of Shomea Kohen. And now I want to read to you a piece from the Beis Halevi. That was my Rebbe's great-grandfather, same name, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitch. The Beis Halevi says that Shomea Kaone is Ke'ilu Ana Biatzmo. Do you hear those words? Ke'ilu Ana Biatzmo. If you ever want to look up the Beis Halevi, there are likutim at the end of Chumash Breishis. And if you were to take this Beis Halevi to its logical conclusion, namely, that it's Ki'ilu Ana Biatzmo, would there be a possibility of stopping in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to listen quietly to the Shliach Tzibur? No, because Shomea Kohanim means Ki'ilu Ana Biatzmo. Oh. So I thought that if this be the case, then the Beis Halevi would allow one Kohen to listen to the other Kohen. No?
Not necessarily.
Okay, Joe, what do you want to say?
Because it's a chiyuv on himself. It's just like Talmud Torah or something of that nature.
Ah, okay. So listen to what the Beis Halevi says. He comes to your conclusion, but with a slightly different curveball. He says the following. Whenever I need dibur, then Shomea Kohanim means it's as if I did the dibur. The Shmiah gives me the dibur. It supplies me with the dibur. However, in Birchas Kohen, dibur is not enough. I need something in addition to dibur. I need Kol Ram. Kol Ram is already outside the purview of Shomea Kohanim. Shomea Kohanim could create a dibur, but it cannot create Kol Ram. Interesting. Rabosai, let me entertain you for a minute. What happens this Thursday night, Emirat Hashem, right, when the Balkori gets up to Aseres B'nei Haman? What does he do? He takes a pause and everybody in the audience recites the 10. What is all that? What's that all about?
Minha.
Say it again. I didn't hear what you said, Joe.
I said, Minha, we're going...
No, but why? Why all of a sudden does the Tzibur get up and recite Aseres B'nei Hom?
Just to emphasize it.
What does Aseres B'nei Hom have that takes us beyond Dibur?
Kol Ram?
You're close. B'nishima Achas. All 10 sons of Haman have to be read in one breath. That changes the nature of the Dibur. Shomea Kohone is effective for a straight, how shall I say, regular classical Dibur. But it cannot create a Neshima Achas. That I have to do personally. That's what I think the Beis HaLevi would say. But who disagrees with the Beis HaLevi, and with this we'll conclude, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim, Simon Chof Tes, without quoting the Beis HaLevi, says the following. The language is very flowery. You know, the Chazon Ish was a Hebraic, almost a poem, a poet. And he writes, Inyan Shomea Kaone hu his Achdus HaShomea VaMashmia. Some sort of unification between the Shomea and the Mashmina. Zeh B'dibur v'zeh B'shmia. One is speaking, the other is listening. Ad Shemisyaches Gam HaDibur L'mitzvas HaShomea. Lachain. Af b'mitzvah she'eni yotzei b'dibur kaldu el tzarech t'noyim b'diburo mikomakom yotzei b'shmir. Says the Chazon Ish, even if the requirement of dibur is a unique kind of a dibur, it has its own special conditions, nevertheless Shomea Kohen could work. And one Kohen could be yotzei by hearing the other Kohen, because there's something called his Achdus HaShomea VaMashmir.
Is that a halacha or is that an inyan to do it?
Okay, whatever it is, we want to do it. And the question is, can we do it through Shomea Kohen? So the minute, was that since there's already a new condition here to embellish your Dibur, that you have to do yourself. That's already outside of part of the... According to the Beis HaLevi, according to the Chazon Ish, who postulates his Achdus HaShomea VaMashmia, and therefore the Kohen can be Yotze B'Kol Ram, because we're all one, you know, it's very happy, democratic thing, is there's no need to respond personally, even when there are special conditions to the deep. The Chazon Ish is taking the law of Arvis one major step forward. And he's saying that the Mashmia, with his Dibur, engenders a Kriya Shel Mitzvah. And there's a new entity out there. It's called Kriya Shel Mitzvah. It's like we spoke about the Shliach Tzibur in Tfilas HaTzibur. We spoke about the Shliach Tzibur in the case of Kriya HaTorah. Here too, whenever the Mashmia is belting out his Kriya, he's creating a new entity called Kriya Shel Mitzvah. Shomea Kohone means that the Shomea links up, so to speak, he connects to that Chefza called Kriya Shel Mitzvah. And that Kriya Shel Mitzvah has all the fulfillments of the preconditions that are necessary for that Kriya Shel Mitzvah. So therefore comes out according to Chazon Ish that even in those mitzvahs where the Dibur has other requirements and has to be embellished, and you have a checklist, it's got to be B'kol Raham, it's got to be Neshima Achas, whatever it has to be, you can apply the principle of Shomea Kohen and you could be Yotzei. And he brings a proof from Kriya Shel Megillah and from Kiddush that Shomea Kohen works in both cases. And if you were to say that Shomea Kohen means it's as if he was Ona himself, then his Kriya is a Kriya Balpeh. because he's not reading it from the Megillah. Or, for example, in the case of Kiddush, he doesn't have a kos in his hand. He's not reciting Kiddush ala kos. But rather, you look at it differently. The oner links up to the, through Shmia, to the kriya of the kore. Whatever entity is created by the kore, for example, Megillah, the kore of Megillah is mitocha sefer. Or in the case of Amira's Kiddush, the Amira is an Amira with a kos. The kos becomes part of that Amira, it's part of that entity. And if the kore, if the omer has created that entity, then shomer kohone, rather than meaning the way the Beis Halevi said it, that it's as if the oner had his dibur, no, he's linking up to the dibur, to the Amira, to the kriya of the kore. And therefore, as far as Birchas Kohanim is concerned, says the Chazon Ish, each Kohen can be Yotze Midin Shomer Kohane, the requirement of Kol Ram, says the Chazon Ish, and I quote, Kevon Shenishlemu Tnoya Dibur B'Mashmiya, since the Mashmiya was reciting the Bracha B'Kol Ram, Sagi Leila Shomer, that's enough for the Shomer. Because it's if the Shomer links up to the Kriya of the Kore, and he too read the bracha b'kol ram. There's no need to change the law of shomer kohaneh for the case of birchas kohaneh. We don't find that birchas kohaneh is the exception to the rule of shomer kohaneh. The din of kol ram is just an embellishment, another condition to add to the kriya of the koreh, or to the bracha of the mevarech. And it's like the tnai that you have to recite Kiddush ala kos, or Megillah mitoch ha-sefer. And the Shomea, just like he's Yotze in the case of Kiddush, and in the case of Megillah, he could be Yotze in the case of Birchas Kohen. Now the Netziv was machaving to this Heora of the Chazon Ish, and the Netziv brought a different Raya, and that is from the Parsha of the Kriyas Parsha of Zohar. There too, everyone is Yotze Midin Shomer Kohanah. And now, once again, with regard to Zechiras HaMolek, we have a separate halach which Gemara derives in Megillah from Zos Zikar BaSefer, that Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, Zechiras HaMolek has to take place Mitoch HaSefer. And yet, Shomer Kohanah works in the case of Kriyas Parsha Zohar. L'chora, that's a kasha on the Beis HaLevi. And we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem that this machlokas between the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish was really an ancient machlokas back in the day of the Shagas Aryeh, you know, a full century before the Beis HaLevi and 150 years before the Chazon Ish. But again, Rashi Shita is, let's go over this before we part, that a person in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is allowed to stop and listen to Kedush and Kaddish from the Shatz, and he's Yotze Midin Shomer Kohaneh. And according to Rav Yosef Engel, the reason for that is, Ein HaShmiya Chashuv HaNiya Klal V'Yirak Shmiya Levad El Shagam B'Shmiya Yotzim Kmo B'Aniya V'Alkein M'Mela Eino Hefzek. And this definition of the mechanics of Shomer Kohaneh, which is formulated by Rav Yosef Engel to explain Rashi Shita, is a reflection, really, of the Chazon Ish. That it's not that I did the Amira, that I was oneh to Kaddish, but rather I linked up to your Kaddish. But as far as I'm concerned, there's no, I wasn't mafsik in any shape or form. And if we take the Shita of Tosfos, it certainly seems that Tosfos reflects the approach of the Beis HaLevi. Namely, that Shomer Kohaneh makes me into an Oneh Mamish. It's as if I, by listening, had a Dibur, and therefore Tosfos sees in that a Hefsek. Although Tosfos again raises his hand at the end of the day because of the Minog, but nevertheless, the Shitas HaTosfos is such. So we come back to the Raya of the Chazon Ish, and we ask ourselves the questions of kos in Kiddush and Sefer in the case of Megillah, the answer has to be that that doesn't change the nature of the Dibur. Meaning, there's got to be, there are two dinim here. There's got to be a Kiddush Halakos, and then there's got to be an Amira. The Halakos is because everyone's linked up to that Kos. As far as the Dibur is concerned, every individual hearing the Kiddush is involved in his own Dibur. But again, there was Kiddush Halakos. That's a Hefta. Same thing is Sefer Megillah. And perhaps in the case of Zohar against the Netziv, we might postulate that that Bechlal is a different halacha, namely that Chazal were misaking that this form of Zechiris HaMolek, namely through Kriyas HaTorah, is a Tzibur Dik halacha. And even the Beis HaLevi would agree that this is not Shomei HaKone at all. The Nafkamina would be, let's say, according to the Chazon Ish and the Netziv, that they assume the Shomei HaKohone in Parsha Zohar, or at least the Netziv assumes so, then what happens if the Baal Kriya says, I didn't have in mind so-and-so, or I had in mind not to be Motzi so-and-so? I'm not sure if that necessarily would exclude and disqualify so-and-so, just because of the Das of the Baal Kore. The Baal Kore creates a Heftza of Kriya B'Tzibur, of Zohar, and everyone who's part of the Tzibur links into that to that Parsha Zohar. I don't think it's Shomei HaKohen in the classical sense at all. And if we get a chance, I want to show you later a sefer called Ohel Moed, and he says that we should look in the Har Tzvi to explain that even the Beis HaLevi confesses that the Dibur of the Mashmia relates to the Shomea with all its conditions, but just the exception to the rules Birchas Kohanim, where the Tzibur has to hear the Amira. That's the din of Shomea, of Kol Ram. Kol Ram means it's not enough that the Kohen, you know, said the bracha, he's got to belt it out in such a way that there'll be some relationship between the tzibur receiving the bracha and the kohen who was mashmiya the bracha. In the case of the other kohenim, well, listening to the one kohen, their bracha, even if you assume it's a dibur, like the Beis HaLevi, but nevertheless, it doesn't hook up to the tzibur, and that's the special nature of Kol Ram as a din dibur, as a unique din dibur, a requirement in Birchas Kohanim and only Birchas Kohanim. And as we end the shir, I just want to read with you the language of the Bir Halacha, and we're back to Hilchos Tefillah Siman Kuf Dalid, and the Bir Halacha writes in explaining the halach of someone who's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he should be shoseik, and the Mechaber says v'yia ka'one, meaning applying the rule of Shomea ka'one. He writes v'ayin v'beis Yosef v'daki Moshe de'etzem din zeh muta lishtok v'lishmo atalya v'plukta yesh omrim. And this is the Bali Atosvis, the came in the Shomea Kaona, who Kaona Mamish, the Osir Mitam Hefsek, Vaf Bichain, Hichri Lohakel Mitzara Minog. And that's the Minog. And he says, Yesh Lain Liminogenu, the Sphirlon, the Afagav, the Shomea Kaona, Eno Kedibur Mamish. And those are the key words here. I think in those three words, the Bir Alocha, the Chavetz Chaim, is letting the cat out of the bag. He's saying that, according to Bali Tosvis, Shomei HaKohanim makes a dibur, and therefore it's a hefsek. According to Rashi Shita, is Shomei HaKohanim is eno kedibur mamish. Those are the three key words. Eno kedibur mamish. It means you're yotze through shmia, but you didn't generate your own dibur, and therefore it's not a hefsek. Okay, we'll stop here, and maybe we'll get a chance, Bli Neder, to continue next time.